Hi, I'm Mike Palin.
And I'm Mary Palin.
And we'd like to welcome you to our podcast, which we call
Mondays with Mike and Mary.
You know, all weekend long, Mary and I think about our most recent R-Squared coaching sessions and select just for you some highlights.
Yeah, either a parade of techniques or an ask the experts that we think is going to help you in your business.
And these come from the smartest,
most generous,
and the best trained agents in North America. Just remember, because what happens on R-Squared stays on R-Squared. It's confidential.
So we don't use names.
Now, if you'd like to find out how R-Squared coaching could help you in your business, go to floydwickman.com and you'll find
the most affordable and the most effective coaching program on the planet. And now, here's
Mondays with Mike and Mary.
So here is a great parade of techniques, I think. It's just an awareness that we're in an uncertain market. You know, the market's become conditioned, one of our students said, to new thinking. Buyers know there's low inventory, and they've been watching for your house to hit the market. So decide right away if your price is right, because you can't fix it later. You want to grab that pool of buyers that's been waiting for you to hit. That's why it's so important for you to price your house right.
I like that.
Me too.
Well, I have a parade of techniques called If You, Would You.
Oh, like a Wickman kind of parade of techniques. Yeah. Uh-huh.
This is someone who calls their prospecting calls their If You, Would You time.
Oh, that's kind of cool. If you would you, Tom.
Yeah. If you run into somebody who's thinking of buying or selling, would you consider passing my name along to them?
If you would you.
Would you be so kind as to pass along my name? Because referrals are the lifeblood of my business.
Yeah.
I thought it was nice. If you would you.
I like that very much. Well, are you ready for an Ask the Experts question?
Oh, am I ever.
This is one of those that every single one of us, unless you're brand new, can really relate to, because we've all experienced fall-throughs. Things you counted on, but then they didn't happen. Well, we have a student who had three this past week, and he's just in a pit. He said, you know, I went to my office meeting, and what do we talk about? And this is quoting now, the stupid lawsuit. I mean, it is tough to keep your attitude up. I got to change it up. What do I do to get out of this slump I'm in? All these fall-throughs, all this negative stuff going on, the media, the interest rates, yikes. So, in no particular order, here's the advice he got from his brilliant team. It's easy to become disheartened. I like that word.
Yeah.
I think that's really what that is, isn't it? Lift your heart. So do something for yourself. Uplift yourself. Listen to some inspirational podcasts or meditate. Go to the beach and listen to the waves. Make a list of all the things you're grateful for. Remember all the good stuff. Here's something. Someone said, we had a company meeting that talked about the lawsuit. I'm not worried about it. Nobody in my company is worried about it. Can't control it. It is what it is. And boy, that's a difference, isn't it? So here's one person with a negative, oh my God, the sky is falling kind of office meeting. Here's someone else going, we can't control it. Let's go sell houses. All right, here's one. Go back to the basics. I swear, this is from a student who has never been in a Floyd Wickman program, but that's what he said. I'm so proud of this guy. I love him. He said, pick up the phone. Go on appointments. Here's one. Look at your client list and call them. You know, call the people that love you. Set a timer to mourn. You got 10 minutes. Do an aha. That's an adversity handling analysis. And figure out what percentage of that is my fault. Is it major or is it minor? And what am I going to do going forward? But I have my own advice, which I thought was really good. I want to finish with that one, okay? Here's what I said. I bet you didn't lose the prospects. You had three fall-throughs, but I bet you still have three buyers or three sellers or two and one or whatever. Do you? And he said, yeah. I said, well, then shut up. Because here's the, well, I didn't say it that way, but we factored in fall throughs. If I helped you set your goal, or if my husband helped you set your goal, or if one of our Wickman coaches helped you set your goal, we factored in a fall through rate. And we did that on purpose because about 12 years ago, honey, do you remember this? We were at a meeting, you know, at Master Sales Academy, Business Breakthrough, something like that. And one of our students, I won't say the name, but I remember who she is. She was sitting right in the front, right in front of a big speaker. And she stood up and said, you know what helped me the most this year? I factored in fall throughs. And every time one happened, I would say, well, there's one I already anticipated. Yeah. So it's not that you're not on track for your goal. How much worse would a fall through be if it knocked you out because you didn't anticipate it? So as you do your business plan, I hope you're coming to Business Breakthrough in Nashville and doing it with us. But we'll help you factor in a fall through rate so you don't have to go into a slump. Love that.
Anticipation.
Anticipation.
You know, I'd had the same question. It's so
what?
Funny. Yeah, I'm sick of fall-throughs, you know.
What?
Insane. I'm just sick of it. How do I make them stop? You know, that was the question.
Don't do any more business.
Yeah, there I we guess. Go. Well, one of the things people said was, you know, with more inexperienced co-brokes.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to take over. You remember back in the day, our advice was sometimes you got to work both sides of the deal, even if they're not yours.
Yeah.
Well, we're back in that era. You know, trust no one.
Communicate with everyone. That's one of your
standard
things.
Verify everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that'll help. That will help. So I had an Ask the Experts question about hesitation handling.
I thought that was your Ask the Experts question.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, you're sneaking in a second
one.
All right. All right.
And it was about the hesitation handling. And this was the word they used. What's the sequence?
Oh.
You know, and especially when they're shopping up front, and the set it aside technique doesn't work or isn't working because they persist.
When the set it aside technique doesn't work, because it does work.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the time.
But I thought some of this advice was very interesting.
All right.
And helpful.
Okay.
And the first thing that was said, pay attention to this, was interrupt their pattern.
Oh.
They keep, well, how much do you charge? How much do you charge? Mm-hmm. How much do you charge? You got to interrupt that pattern.
Hmm.
For the hesitation handling sequence to take over.
All right.
I thought that was very smart. And maybe set it aside isn't working initially, but you can change the subject. I thought that was smart too. You know, you get over to the house and they start banging away on commission. You said, you could ask me this on the phone. You do it playfully. Oh my gosh. You really just caught me off guard by asking that. Isn't that a nice phrase?
Mm-hmm.
You know, until I have more information, I can't answer that. Commission's going to be determined by a number of factors. The condition of the house, whether or not you're going to take my advice.
If I like you or not? No.
Yeah, how much work we have to do up front.
Okay.
I mean, really. So unless I see your house, I can't really just give you a number out of thin air. So some people don't like evasive techniques. They think it always gets my hackles up. But, you know, it's tell them the truth. Yes, I have a commission that I normally charge. But it's subject to a lot of different factors. And these days, we got to be careful with our vocabulary. That there is no such thing anymore as a standard or a normal or accepted or discount for that matter or full. Just be careful of your vocabulary because we're in uncharted territory there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you protect yourself with the right words and change the subject, then you can set it aside. Because what's the real key? You said it. When the going gets tough,
the tough get back to the basics.
And the weak get going. So don't be one of the weak ones. Get face to face because that's where you really handle any hesitation. And that's where you really discover what kind of commission is going to apply in this individual case because they are negotiable.
I listened to Gino Blefari speak not too long ago, as I mentioned before, and he said, commission's negotiable. I tend to negotiate between 7 and 10. So that was his dialogue from the platform. I think, I normally charge. I think you can say, I normally charge. But if you start saying we, or that's a normal commission in this market is, that's where all that price fixing, you know, accusations come from. So, let's guard our words.
And you could even say this, you know, I'm willing to work for whatever commission you and I can agree on. And that, of course, is going to be determined by a number of factors. One of them is how much you want to get for your house and how much time you give me to get you that much, right?
How about this? What's more important to you, how much money I charge or how much money you walk away with?
Right.
All right. So if I can show you how I can put more money in your pocket than anybody else, then you probably hire me even if I charge 30% commission, right? Right. It's all about the money in your pocket. So let's get back to that. And by the time we're done, we'll have all our ducks in a row. Fair enough?
Yeah. And you could even say for best results, I recommend this number. But keep this in mind and never forget this. It's not the biggest number on the closing statement. Usually their mortgage payoff is the biggest number. So don't worry about commission. It's not that big a number.
All righty then. Have a great week. Let's go get some listings.